26-year-old Anthony Parris is a trained violist, playing from a score that resembles a child's treasure map. Arrows pointing upward, downward, and sideways at rudimentary sketches of a fish, a piano, and other objects.
And depending on the dimension and the color of that squiggle, you'll have to interpret that. Not the sort of thing that's typically asked of us.
Flapping away on the strings of a grand piano is a mechanical fish. Parse's other instruments are the sort of things you might find around your house. A pressure cooker, a sprinkling can, a blender. Parse races around the rehearsal space like a lunatic house husband, emptying ice into a glass, throwing a vase of roses into a tub.
I have to, like, squeeze a duck and then hit a bathtub with a pipe.
This is Water Walk, composed by John Cage in 1959. Parse says he recognizes that some people might have a hard time defining this as music.
John Cage is really a fan of messing with the system. When you're hearing it, it's not ultimately about the sounds that you're hearing as much as it is your appreciation and your understanding of those sounds.
And Cage said the sound experience he preferred to all others was silence. His most well-known piece, titled 4 Minutes 33 Seconds, features a performer on stage for exactly that amount of time, staying deliberately quiet. The idea was for listeners to tune in to the ambient sounds around them. Cage composed that piece during the commercial high point for a form of music many of us tune out.
He was really mad about Muzak, as a lot of musicians were in that generation.
Kyle Gann is a music professor and the author of a book about 4:33. He says the piece was Cage's protest against the canned music invading American elevators during the 1950s.
He thought Muzak was this attempt for corporations to impose on our listening patterns. He tried to accept all sounds, but he was never going to be able to accept Muzak.
But most Cage fans would say his work was less about rebellion than liberation, that his purpose was to break down the barriers between life and art. Many of his critics feel that experimental sound art is just not in the same league as tonal music. New World Symphony violist Anthony Parse has performed both, and he says Cage gives him a few things at the end of Water Walk that Mozart and Beethoven probably never thought of.
Bucket of ice, cup, bottle of Campari, which is one of my favorite liquors. I was really pleased to see that on there. And a soda siphon, so I get to make myself a Campari soda throughout the course of the piece, which I would have to say is probably my favorite part of this piece, is the fact that when I'm done, I get to have a drink.
And in case you didn't notice, between that last sound effect and the sound of my voice, we gave you exactly 2 seconds of what most people would call silence, but what John Cage called music. I'm Christine DiMattei in Miami.